Some of Scott Walker's backers want him to turn up the energy on his presidential campaign. He's apparently found a way to do it. Motorcycles have been a big part of Walker's campaign since his days as a county executive in Wisconsin. These days he makes regular campaign stops at Harley-Davidson dealerships, occasionally flashes his Harley wallet and credit card, and talks about his prized 2003 Road King with fellow riders.
Same logo. I got white wall tires too. Same saddlebags.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same other than the color.
Democrats like to point out that Harleys are made by union workers. Organized labor has been one of Walker's loudest critics in Wisconsin. Harley-Davidson officials say the company is neutral when it comes to Walker's politics. Whatever the political dynamics, Walker says he's hooked on bikes. Campaigning is good, he says, but riding is even better. On this day, he and about two dozen riders are in Milford to kick off a motorcycle tour of New Hampshire's 10 counties.
And freedom, you know, being on a bike, thinking live free or die, certainly a model here in New Hampshire, but that's what I think about on a motorcycle. It's all about freedom out on the free road, having a good time, enjoying yourself.
But can a candidate for president of the United States pick up votes simply by riding a motorcycle? We find the answer at the first stop on the tour, the Kimball Farm ice cream stand in Jaffrey.
I think it's cool. I think it's cool. I'm going to vote for him just because he rode a bike.
Well, there's one, Ruth Summerow of Hanover, who says she was surprised to see Walker here and was even more surprised to learn he was a fellow motorcyclist.
If they ride a bike, they got to be honest.
Yeah, which one is his?
I'm telling you, that says a lot. It's just something about it.
Assuming Summerow really is sold, she's ahead of even some of those riding with Walker. Several say they like the governor, but aren't ready to make up their minds when it's only September. One rider has, however, made his choice. Skip Rollins of Newport has a Walker 16 sticker on his motorcycle vest.
I like how he's passed the right to work bill out to you, which is huge. There's just a lot of things about him. The guy, and on top of that, the guy is just totally down to earth. He's how many people running for president you ever seen get on a motorcycle and tour a state? And he doesn't have the attitude that he's better than someone else does. And that goes a long ways with me.
Rollins, who serves in the State House, says he rode as a younger man. He came back to bikes in honor of his son.
My son was Specialist Justin Rollins. He was killed March 5th, 2007 in Samarra, Iraq. He wanted to buy a nice motorcycle with the money that he couldn't spend while he was over there. So I took that money when his remains and all his possessions came home and went out and bought a nice 2007 Road King Screamin' Eagle. I consider that his bike, and when I ride with him and I ride with his spirit.
Rollins is wearing a shirt from a recent motorcycle tour in his son's honor. Later, Scott Walker shows another rider a similar shirt, which he says he's going to wear on day two of the trip. The next stop is Washington, New Hampshire. Here's what it sounds like when two dozen Harleys roll into a town of 1,100 people. There are several dozen on hand to greet Walker at the Washington General Store. One of them is Guy Eaton, who's had a few jobs in town over the years. He's been a selectman, volunteer mailman, and then there's this job.
Well, I'm also the unofficial poet laureate of the town, and I actually wrote a poem for the occasion. For you being here. Would you like to hear it?
Absolutely.
That's right. Scott Walker's motorcycle tour of New Hampshire has just turned into an impromptu poetry reading at the counter of the country store.
Today we welcome Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. We hope that he's a doer and not just a talker. So thanks for coming, Governor Walker, is all we can say. We wish you good luck. That's the Washington way.
I like it.
There it is.
In his speeches, Walker likes to criticize Washington, D.C. This town, he says, is a different story.
This is the kind of Washington I like being in.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's no poetry at Walker's next stop in Salisbury, New Hampshire, but there are some sharp questions from activists with the American Friends Service Committee. One calls on Walker to support the deal over Iran's nuclear program, a deal the governor opposes. Another presses him for answers on the influence of lobbyists. Olivia Zink of Franklin posed this latter question. Afterwards, she said she'd been hoping for a clearer answer.
I mean, I think that he talked about the system of lobbying and that we need to do something to address it, but he was very vague. And I hope that throughout the next few months in New Hampshire, he's able to really begin to articulate a position about how he'll end governing under the influence.
Walker has said he's not sure how much riding he'd get to do if he was elected president. Maybe just around Camp David, he says. The ride to the next stop in New Hampton may explain why. Art Damaris of Northwood says he was following the entourage on his own motorcycle.
The first bike went off the road because of a piece of wood that he was actually trying to show people that there was a piece of wood in the road, and he apparently hit it. So he went bumping off the road, but he was conscious, he was up, he was good. So he went, okay, we don't really know what happened, but he's not hurt.
With medical staff attending to the rider, Walker decides to continue on. But with little daylight left, he has to move quickly through the 104 diner before heading to his final stop of the day in Plymouth. As he returns to his rental bike, Walker shakes off any suggestion his campaign is running out of time to make an impression on New Hampshire voters. Campaigns, he says, are like motorcycle rides. There are hills and valleys, and you don't always know what's around the corner.
I think the key is stay constant who you are. I mean, this is who I am. I'm not campaigning in a way that's not me. This is who I am, what I do, and I think it's a good metaphor as well. Stay true to your Harley, stay true to yourself. Be the person you are from beginning to end, and in the end, hope that's enough to carry you through.
With that, Scott Walker starts up his bike, revs his engine, and rides out toward whatever comes next on the New Hampshire campaign trail. For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.